podcast you're about to listen to is for adults only. Anyone under 18, please turn on Kidz Bop right now. Any opinions or advice that we give on this show should not be taken too seriously, as we are not professionals at all. With that being said, make yourself a drink and join us on our journey as a married couple enjoying the lifestyle in beautiful Southern California. Rid of us yet.
We realize we haven't put out a podcast in 3 weeks.
We didn't just realize this.
4 weeks?
No, it's like three.
3 weeks?
It was.
It'll probably be 4 weeks by the time we get another one out. Like a real one. Not a hit in the streets with the sweets.
Yeah.
You got sick.
I was sick a little bit. The throat wasn't feeling the greatest.
Yeah.
Life. We had a bunch of other stuff going on.
And we do have, 2 weekends ago, we had something to talk about, actually, because we went out with Beard and Butt.
Yeah.
And we had a good weekend. We ended up spending, essentially, the entire weekend with them.
Basically, yeah.
So, that was fun. We'll have to talk about that on our actual podcast
why are we doing a hit in the streets with this week?
So, we are on our way to Athena's Halloween party.
You said that very dramatic.
Did I?
Halloween.
Halloween.
Party.
Halloween party.
I'm going to call it the Horween party.
The Horween party. Whores and weenies party.
There you go, whores and weenies.
So that's where we're headed to. So it's a hitting the streets with the sweets is what you get from us after 3 weeks of nothing. But
yeah,
we will get it back. We'll get back on track. Holy shit balls. Traffic is stopping.
And I am too.
Good.
So
that's the idea.
We were gonna do one a couple of days ago, but then we were tired. And we were gonna do one last night, but then we were tired. So
I didn't know we were doing one last night.
It was a potential.
You didn't say anything to me.
Well, because I didn't want you to get your hopes up.
Because what you do is you get me drinking. You're like, hey, we're gonna do a podcast, and you get me drinking in the middle of the week. And then you were like, never mind, I'm tired. I'm like, why the hell did I start drinking then in the middle of the fucking week?
Yeah, what we had talked about before is most of our podcasts, we don't start recording until like 10 or 11 o'clock, and it's typically a weekday night. So, yeah, I get tired. So, sometimes, you know, we have real jobs. We go in with the best intentions, but then it just... I'm sitting there and get tired, and we get absorbed into our below deck reality shows, and before you know it, I'm yawning and it's bedtime.
And the Jersey Shore.
Jersey Shore, yep.
We do all the cheese ball shows, but.
So we just decided to do a kind of a quick hit in the street with the sweets, just to keep you guys updated. We, like she said, we are still alive.
We are still alive, and we are still doing things, and we do have some stuff to talk about, but today we're going to Athena's. What is your costume?
I wouldn't necessarily call it, I'm not a costume guy. What I like to do is get a shirt that has a perverted funny saying on it that loosely fits the theme, and then I wear that.
Yeah.
So tonight, it's obviously just Halloween. So I am just a human breathalyzer. So I have just a shirt that says, like, you know, something about blow me to see how fun you are or something to that effect. So I hopefully will be checking
a lot of
BACs tonight.
Yeah, a lot of people's blood alcohol levels.
Because it is my birthday weekend.
It is. Happy birthday. We need lots of BAC checks.
Yes. Speaking of birthdays, it was also Carlos from Swinger's Couch birthday just a couple of days ago. So happy birthday,
happy
Carlos.
Happy birthday.
In the Discord chat, I asked if a dick pic would be appropriate. And he said not for him, but Autumn would love one. So I'll have to rifle through my photos, see if I can find one. But so yeah, happy birthday, Carlos. Happy birthday, me.
Happy birthday, you. Happy birthday, Carlos.
So yeah.
All you Libra... Libra children.
Mm-hmm. So yeah, so what else can, what can we talk about here today, kind of keeping it brief but not too cray?
Well, you didn't ask me what I was gonna be.
Oh yeah, what are you gonna be?
Rude.
Well, you don't even know what you're gonna be.
I don't. I have two costumes. I'm not sure because we do have other Halloween parties to go to.
Yeah, we're doing the DTF Less party next Saturday, the 26th.
And you're still going to be celebrating your birthday there as well?
Yes. Any parties...
in October.
within the latter second half of October are considered my birthday parties. So I might be a human breathalyzer at that party, too. I'm most likely.
Most likely. We're sticking with that.
it really depends on how well it treats me tonight.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Well, we'll know a lot more people at the Less party than this one. This one's a lot bigger, I think.
But. That's what she said. the party itself is going to be bigger, but it's not in our exact relative area, so there's definitely going to be less people that we know now.
Mm-hmm. So you're going to get better stranger.
I'll get more strange.
More stranger blows. Last year you were, I was a firefighter and you were a candle.
Oh, yeah.
Because it was your birthday and you're like, blow me.
Yeah.
Or it's my birthday, blow me out, or something like that.
Something like that. And I had another shirt for the other party. I said, pretend I'm a candle.
Yeah, and blow me.
Yeah.
Somehow you always find a costume shirt that tells people to blow you. Interesting.
Why not? It's my Amazon special.
Oh, yeah, all of this can be found on Amazon, and we are not sponsored by them, although by the looks of our front porch, 99% of the time we should be.
Yes.
But anyway, I haven't decided. I was set on what I was going to wear, and then I kind of thought, oh, maybe I'll wear something different so I'm not wearing the same thing to both parties, because there is going to be some of the same people, but some different people at the parties.
Yeah.
Plus pictures.
Yes.
So I have... I have a
today, Junior.
Cheshire Cat from the Alice in Wonderland. I have a little bat costume, and then
How are you gonna wear that?
So I just got.
You showed me a picture of the cat, and it's in a big ass sweater. So you are
not wearing a sweater.
So describe what you're wearing.
I have either pink or purple lingerie, like a bodysuit. And then I was going to do the opposite color fishnets, depending on which one I chose. And then I have, like, the ears and a tail that's one of those just, like, Amazon sets.
Yep.
That go with whatever you would wear with a costume, like accessories. A choker that's purple and pink. So that's costume number one that I'm kind of leaning towards. Because the night that we have the Less party, we have a vanilla pre-party at a neighbor's house. So I'm thinking my other costume is more appropriate to wear to a vanilla and then a...
Which is?
So that one is the Hooters girl.
Yes.
So I got a Hooters girl costume. And I'm thinking like that one would be more appropriate to wear to both. And then I wouldn't have to change in the middle of the night.
Yeah.
On our way to the other party. So... that's why I'm leaning towards
the Cheshire
Cat one. Plus, it's a little bit sexier because it's lingerie.
Yeah.
And the Hooters one is literally the Hooters, whole Hooters costume.
Also purchased on Amazon.
Also purchased on Amazon. Again, not sponsored. Just easy.
So.
But yeah, so we're on our way there now. And I don't really know what else we could talk about. Because I don't really want to get into our last weekend.
Yeah, we can't get into that because that was...
It was a whole weekend.
Friday night, some bar hopping, then we met another couple.
No, that was Saturday.
No, Friday.
Because then the pool party was on Sunday.
Oh, yeah, you're right. Saturday night, we Yeah, then we met up with another couple friends of ours. We'll call them the, we had a name for them.
The Dinks.
The Dinks.
Mr. and Mrs. Dink.
And what is that? That stands for?
I mean, if they don't know, no.
I didn't know.
It's dual income, no kids.
Yeah. So, yeah. So we end up bringing them back to the house.
So it was the six of
jacuzzi.
Us. At the jacuzzi at our house.
But we'll, once again.
Beard
we'll,
and butt.
Beard and butt.
Mr. and Mrs. Dinks.
That was a good night. And then,
Or I guess it's just Dink, no kid. It's a, I don't know. Anyway.
The Dink.
The Dink. The Dink.
And then we did another pool party on that Sunday. So yeah, we had a fun weekend, but unfortunately we couldn't talk about it until next time.
A little more time.
Yeah. So we're getting ready to pull up here in just a few minutes to our place.
Hopefully we have time for, maybe not this next one, but hopefully we have enough things to talk about after this party, your birthday.
Yeah, hopefully.
So that we can actually do 2 podcasts.
Yeah.
And as the day, I thought that we would be losing like pool parties and stuff, but it just keeps staying warm out here in Southern California.
Yeah, right? So, it's winter, but it's like mid-80s. Like, okay.
So I don't know that our pool parties are leaving anytime soon. But anyway.
I think we're just going to wrap this really quick episode up. Make sure you guys look in the what's it called, episode notes. Because there's going to be a phone number in there.
Oh, yeah, we got a text. We got some texts.
Yeah, we got some. Got a couple of texts.
From
just,
people.
Just some general people that they were flirting with us. And hey. Yeah. But yeah, we're going to put out our phone number again in the notes. I can't say it right now because I don't remember it and I'm driving. But I will put it in the notes. And yeah, you can leave us voicemails. You can shoot us text messages. And I might even reply to a text message. I will not answer the phone calls because... No calls go through on my phone. But text, I might be able to answer it. So, yeah, shoot us that. Shoot us a mail. And, when you send us text, if you have any ideas of other topics you want to talk about or if you want to tell us a story, if you leave anything that's really detailed, make sure you let me know if we have permission to use, like, whatever your name is that you signed the text with. Or if you want to remain anonymous, just let me know. And I'll make sure we respect those rules. And then...
Even though we almost gave Carlos a heart attack, apparently, from our last one when we joked that we were going to give his number out on our podcast. And he said he was listening to it and was like, almost had a, like, he's like, shit, I'm going to have to change my number.
Yeah, if I had a heart attack.
We would not do that.
Unless we're paid $1 million.
But, all right, well, in the meantime, keep your pineapples upside down. Believe in unicorns and keep shaking it up.
Love you, baby.
Love you too.
Ah, yeah!
Oh my god.
Rock and roll, baby. Alright. Alright. We're back.
And it's probably not a good sign that we're back. We've never done a hitting the streets with the sweets on our way home because we've always been too tired, hungover, no energy.
I am all of those things right now.
Oh, I'm not feeling as bad.
Well,
so,
gay for you. Congratulations.
So we went to Athena's last night.
Yes, as you probably heard earlier in this episode. And these are together because I was having issues posting the first part last night.
Yeah, so we just decided, hey, we'll actually do a post-party hitting the streets. And then we'll put them together so it's a little bit longer. Because
yes.
Pre-party was a very short one too, and this one I don't know how long it's gonna be because we had fun.
We had a good time.
But there's not a whole lot to say.
No, I had a very feral attitude. Well, like one of the things I'll tell her before the party is I'm feeling feral tonight. And that's normally when I'm feeling myself and and I'm going to be bad news for whoever's in.
Or good news.
Good news for yourself. Hopefully. But, and I went into last night feeling kind of feral, and I warned her, and apparently I was a very tame animal last night.
Yeah.
Yeah. We had a great time with our friends, but it didn't turn into anything really beyond that.
Yeah, so I went with the Cheshire Cat. Cheshire Cat.
Like Cheshire.
The Cheshire Cat. Costume.
Yes.
And
it was a hit.
It was a hit. People seemed to like it. My choice.
Especially when the top came off.
Because, you know, I gotta have my tits out. And I got Mardi Gras beads for having my tits out. And a guy there, his costume was, he came up to me, he's like, "Hey, I'm Mardi Gras. You get beads," and then he gave me these Halloween beads.
Speaking of that, I think that's gonna be my next weekend's costume.
We're changing it.
Yeah.
It was very clever.
I do believe that's perfect.
Yeah, it was pretty clever. So we got there early, and it was...
Speaking of, really quick, speaking of costumes and, like, being a very... That costume, the Mardi Gras, is a very direct way of just asking people...
To see their tits.
But it reminded me... many years ago, I was playing in a band, and we did a Hawaiian theme night. We were a cover band, and I just decided to make it Hawaiian theme. Mm-hmm. So I went out and I bought a bunch of Lays.
And, I remember this.
Yeah, and I was like walking through the crowd, asking people if they wanted to get laid, and most people were like, "Huh? I'm like what?" But there's two girls. I walked up to them, and I was like, "Hey, ladies, you looking to get laid tonight?" And they looked at each other, and they looked back at me, and they're like, "Sure, let's go." And I was like, no. I pulled the layout behind my back. But, yeah. It just reminded me of that. I'm like, shit, apparently you just have to ask.
All you have to do is ask.
Yeah, what's the saying? You miss all the shots you don't take.
Yeah, exactly.
Like that. But, anywho.
Anyway, so you digress.
Yes.
So.
Like a motherfucker.
So, We went to the party. We went to this like Mexican restaurant and
Mexican sports bar.
This Mexican sports bar
called
in the area.
La Catarina Cantina.
Yeah. So we went there first, and what's funny is the guy who waited on us, he remembered us from like 4 months ago when we were going. We went there first before a different Athena's party, obviously, and he remembered us. I'm like, what makes you remember us? Is it the fact that we're obnoxious or
loud,
or the fact that we're the only white people who ever come here? I'm not sure, but it's good food and they have good drinks, so it's a good place for us to start. So we did that. And then, yeah, so I landed on the Cheshire Cat, which was a big hit. You wore your free spanking shirt.
Yeah.
And you gave out some free spankings.
Yeah, I did.
You gave out to a guy, too.
I did.
Yeah, the guy that had his, because one of the couples that we knew there, that I don't know if we call them friends, but like we see them at a lot of things, we talk to them, like we're friendly with them.
If I spanked him, I'm gonna call him a friend.
Yeah, so he was wearing an open back gown, like a patient, and
that's
then his
right.
wife was nurse.
Yep.
And so yeah. He's like, "Well, does that apply to everybody?" I think he told you, and you're like, "Sure."
No. When in Rome.
Oh my gosh, that was funny.
But yeah, I got my hands on a lot of cheeks last night.
Yeah, you did. That's another one too.
That shirt's a hit.
It is.
I actually.
Good choice.
I spanked one part of a lesbian couple. And
she came back for more secretly.
The other part wasn't exactly thrilled. But the other girl, she came up to me and she asked for it.
Yeah.
I was like, okay. So I gave her one on my left cheek, and then I followed up with the right cheek, and she enjoyed it. And then her partner was looking at her like, "Really? Like, we don't do that." And I was just kind of like in the middle, like kind of like backed away. And then yeah, probably about 15 minutes later, she came running up. She's like, "Can I get it again?" But her partner wasn't with her.
She was like a secret.
I was like, "Yeah, okay."
Sure.
She was in clothes again. I think they were getting ready to leave.
Yeah, they were.
Yeah. So I didn't get as much cheek because it was like over pants or something.
Yeah.
But yeah, she definitely came back for seconds. And here I am.
So there, hey, you only serve the public.
Yes.
So we also ran into some people who are listeners. So if you're listening now, thanks for coming up and saying hi to us. It was good meeting you. And
there was quite a few listeners that we've met prior that were there last night. But yeah. Definitely some new ones.
Yeah, so it's good. It's always good to meet people who listen to us and may or may not find us annoying. I don't know, but they listen anyway.
Like we always say, if you do see us in public, definitely come up and say hi. We enjoy it.
Yeah, we love that stuff. Meeting new people.
Yeah, for sure.
That's why we're here. So we got there super early, like, we got there right when it opened, so there was, like, nobody there. But it was kind of good, because then we could put our stuff in a locker, get our booze, we're at the bar.
And I always like to kind of set my...
the party come around.
Set my vibe, and...
Yeah.
I hate walking into a place that's, like, already jamming.
Yeah. So, we did that. So, we didn't really have a ton of people that we, like, hang out with regularly that were there. There was just one other couple who came a little bit later that... we hang out with on the regular, but
karaoke
the rest,
couple.
Yeah, the rest was pretty much people we've seen, a lot of the people we've seen at different things like EDR or even Athena's before, some of them from Lust, but not like people we talk to regular, some people from the Champion, the meet and greet or whatever, but yeah, so
we just hung out.
We hung out a lot. We drank a lot.
We were getting ready to go to an after party.
Yeah, we got invited to an after party, and our intention was kind of to go there, but then
we got the address. I put it in my phone, and it was like a 30-minute drive.
Yeah,
and it was like 2 o'clock in the morning at that point.
Yeah, it was like 1:30.
We had
gotten a hotel, so it would have been kind of silly because it's like basically halfway.
Yeah.
If we were going home, it would have made a little bit more sense, probably. But then we were driving like 30 minutes, then to go back to our hotel room, 30 minutes, to then turn around and go home.
And then these are all Ubers we would be taking.
Yeah,
and by that point...
because we were actually, when we were getting ready to leave, before we were getting ready to leave, we were actually getting ready to go into a playroom. And... then this guy comes out and he's like, "You're gonna probably want to put your top back on. The cops are here." And I'm like, "What?"
I'm like,
"What's weird is that."
Hello, Ossifer.
I was like, "What's weird is that the Athena's is a fully like gated house with a huge backyard, and that's basically where they do their parties. But the whole property is pretty big and it's all gated. So I was like, why don't you just close the gate? Like, they're not allowed to come in if you have the gate closed. Like, why did somebody let them in?" But then I'm like thinking, and I'm like, I really didn't see any cops, so
I think it was just guys.
Yeah, they just decided to like, I don't know, I think it was just a party's over. So we didn't end up making it into the playroom because we got cock blocked.
Last time we had the Athena's playroom, we had quite a good time. So
yeah,
so I was gonna go pop our head in and see what was going on in there. Nada.
Yeah, so there really was not a whole lot to say. I mean, like I said, we had a really good time.
It was a fun party, a shit ton of people there.
Ton of people.
Good costumes. Saw a lot of boobies.
Yeah.
A lot of butts. I mean, that's a win-win.
Right? Touched lots of butts.
I didn't kiss or lick any butts.
Yeah.
I did warm up someone's hands with my balls.
With your balls?
On my balls.
You're here to serve, like I said.
Hey, you know what?
If their hands are cold, your balls are here to
warm them up. My balls are warm. I guarantee you my balls are at least 97.9 or whatever the temperature is.
Body temperature. Speaking of not licking any ass, do you remember when we were at the restaurant and we were talking and I said, you're like, you told me you were going to be feral, and then I was like... you're like, "I'm my ass tonight," and then I was like, and then I said that I think the reason why you don't get pink eye is because you wear contacts and it blocks it.
There's like a barrier.
It's a barrier because I'm like, you eat a lot of ass.
I haven't had freaking pink eye ever. Like, I think the last time was when I was a small child.
Yeah.
So, yeah.
I'm like, because you eat a lot of ass. So
it's also, maybe I'm picky.
Yeah, you're...
I eat clean ass.
Well, let's hope so. I would hope anybody who allows that to happen is clean, but hey, you never know.
These that is
people,
true.
Half these people we don't know, so...
You made me sound like a tramp.
You a hoe.
Damn.
You an ass-eating hoe, but you have your contacts to protect you from pink eye.
You're making me rethink all my life choices right now, when you put it like that.
Hey, do what you love. Love what you do.
Yes. But anyways, so yeah, no ass-eating.
No ass-eating.
The day is young.
Yeah, I know. Some of our other friends asked us what the party was like, etc., and we're like, it was good, but we didn't really do anything, and then... They were like, well, there's always today. Yep. Like, you can come hang out. We'll hang out with you guys today. Two dicks are better than one or something. There was, like, some meme or something that came across. But anyway, I'm trying to think if there's anything else notable. They had good, like, Halloween decorations. They did a really good job decorating.
The thing I enjoy about Athena's is they do all the right things in return, in regards to, like,
Lighting,
the ambiance,
the
decorations are always on point.
Yeah,
and they definitely put a lot of money into the lights, and they have a stream that goes underneath, like the cabanas, and yeah, I really enjoy that place for that reason, because it's a house party, but it feels like you're at a resort.
Yeah,
it's got multiple layers, and
yeah,
so yeah.
Yeah, they do a good job with all of that, and a lot of places don't. They are on the more expensive side for parties that we've gone to, but they do put in effort for that, and they do have people, I think, they pay.
Yeah.
You know, like,
and
they have staff there, and I don't know that all of them are necessarily, like, volunteers, but they, you know, they have, like, I don't know about security, but basically kind of, like, keeping everything, like, good.
Well, they definitely have security, but you don't see them, like, walking around with their,
like,
chest,
yeah, and they're
security,
not
security,
like,
shirt. Yeah, it's they kind of blend in, and it's a chill joint.
Yeah, so we had, like I said, we had a really good time. Nothing, I mean, notable. I had my tits out. I didn't kiss anybody. I didn't suck one dick. I didn't.
Oh, I did.
You sucked a dick?
Huh? What? What's that?
What's that? I think the only dick I touched was yours at the bar.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
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 You warmed, little handy.
Warmed my hands.
Yeah.
But, yeah, I literally, I don't know. There was a lot of sexy people there, too.
Yeah. It's just, yeah, the vibe, like we were talking, like, the vibe was... There's a lot of sexiness to be had, but yeah, we were just kind of just chilling.
We weren't as feral as we thought.
No, and sometimes.
And by the time we were trying to get feral, they shut us down.
The cops.
I know. And if the after party had been a little closer, like, we were thinking 15 minutes.
Well, initially in the invite, it said a mere 15 minutes away from Athena's, and I was all right.
Yeah.
But then when I put it into my phone, I'm like, it was like 28 minutes. I'm like, fuck. 28 minutes at 1:30 in the morning. That's a lot.
Yeah.
And I'm like, we're tired and hungry, and we did not need to drink anymore.
Right.
But,
well, I don't know if we would have drank anymore at that party.
Probably not. Well, I don't know.
Probably would have been more feral at that party.
Probably.
Because it would have been a smaller scale, I think.
Yeah.
Obviously.
But you gotta go with what the night gives you.
If they listen, thank you for inviting us. We would love to come another time, but... we did not.
Just live closer.
Yeah, live closer to Athena's.
If you don't mind moving your house just a little bit closer to Athena's, that much appreciated.
Or just invite us directly over there.
Or that.
And then we just skip Athena's altogether.
There you go.
But yeah, so whoever went to the after party, I'm sure they had a great time. The hosts are really cool people who were hosting it, so I'm sure it was fun. I think we might have promoted it a little bit, which I think is fine, because they promoted it, right? Like, at the end of the night, people were kind of like, oh, the cops are here, where is everybody going?
Yeah,
and
yeah,
we were
yeah.
kind of like, well, there's a party if you guys want to go.
Yeah, I mean, the
but it was on the, you said
it was on Athena's.
Athena's.
Yeah,
yeah,
it
okay.
was the official after party,
yeah,
so it wasn't something like,
yeah.
Even.
So, Anyway, I don't know that we have anything else. I'm trying to think.
Well,
like,
what do we got coming this Saturday?
We're doing Lust, which probably will. I mean, we know like 99% of the people there, yeah. So might be a little more feral there.
Potentially.
The
guest list there is shaping up quite nicely now.
Yeah. We'll be celebrating your birthday again. The whole month of October.
You know it.
So yeah, we're doing Lust, and then I don't think we have anything else.
We got nothing else on the books until New Year's Eve, but yeah. That always changes.
Yeah, exactly. Things pop up. The weather's still nice, so who knows? I mean,
another pool party.
Yeah, talking about EDR, I'm like, <That's>, the weekends are just what we need.
Yeah.
Now we're going into the holiday season, and I think summer's called swinger season, and we're kind of heading out of that.
Yeah.
Unfortunately.
Yeah.
But we live on the West Coast, so we can do a lot of things. People in like the Midwest, I think, have it harder.
Yeah. You got snow, you get snowed in, and you can't do pool parties, you can't go outside. The East Coast.
It's hard to be sexy when you're freezing your balls off.
Yeah.
Like, in lingerie or anything sexy.
Yeah. Exactly.
But yeah, so I think that's it.
Yeah. When enjoying, like, what is it?
When enjoying the sweet side of life, keep your pineapples upside down, believe in unicorns, and keep shaking it up.
Love you.
Love you too. If you would like to get in contact with us, please email us at thesweetsideoflifepodcast@outlook.com. Or you can always find us on any one of our socials that are listed in the podcast links.